Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have live performance starting right now in studio. We have two guests in. Very excited to have them. We have Nick Krigovich and Advanced Bass live on the air. Give it up for them. Well, yeah, give it up for them now in your home on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you, Ben.
I just looked up, maybe tell the
the listeners at home what we just heard.
Oh, hi. I'm Owen. My music is called Advanced Bass. I just sang a song that was written by Lucinda Williams. It's called Sweet Old World.
And I just Googled Overtime by Lucinda Williams chords, and it showed up on my phone, and I'm going to play that. World premiere. A song of hers that I love that I think I know how to do this. Actually, this is going to be demeaning, but it's so small. Can you, like, hold this here?
Sorry, sure.
Yeah, holding my phone in front of my face. Over time, that's what they all tell me. That's what they say to me. Over time. Over time, that's what they all tell me. That's what they say to me. Over time, your blue eyes, your black eyes. Thank you, Jules. Thank you, Beth. Just thinking, the song Owen sang, Sweet Old World, suicide song, overtime, heartbreak song, but done with the lightest touch that literally no one else can do. And those are, you know, huge topics. So let's give it up for Lucinda. She's playing with Big Thief this summer at the Orpheum, everyone. Hope you're there. We'll see you there. I mean, I'll be there. Getting on the list. It's the last thing I do. You want to be my plus one, Jules? By and by, all my dreams will soon disappear. I know not when, I know not why, I guess I'll never learn, no, no, never, never learn, I can't begin to know how lucky I was. Today was clear. All alone, wondering if I dare to survive. Suicide. Right? I count the stars. I cannot cry. I guess I'll never learn. I can't begin to know the meaning of love. Today was clear, now night is here, the magic of the sun playing with the moon. The joy in my heart, I can't believe it's gone. I guess I'll never learn. No, no, never, never learn. I can't begin to know the meaning of love. I guess I'll never learn. Begin to know the meaning of love. Thank you, everyone. Come on, Charles. That was called The Meaning of Love by Steve Kuhn. K-U-H-N? Is that how you would pronounce it? Kun? 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 No idea who he is, or if he has any other songs. Owen? Get up there. These are archived, and I'll listen back to this in 2042 and be like, God, I was insufferable. I was insufferable now, and I'm insufferable then.
And some flowers. I knew you.
turned 34. I just can't see the kids anymore. That night after closing, you opened up some good champagne. We slow danced across the floor. That night the radio played Moon River. A midnight world for me and you. Snow melted, it's just lumps of ice, plastic bag strewn in the yard. Lad, go and get us a bottle of wine. But I'm pretty sure that they card. Lansing is ugly, it smells like a bus, but it's better than where we came from. You're the only girl I can talk to. You're the only other girl from back home. You got a job, you got me one too. We hated our jobs pretty bad. There was this one boy we both thought was cute. This Hesher dishwasher named Chad. And I took him home, knowing you liked him first. And you cussed me out on the phone. And now you won't even talk to me. You're the only other girl from back home. Said this junior to gasoline cans. I She burned our old high school down. Well, I ran to find you. I looked everywhere. But you said to leave you alone. But you're the one person that I thought you'd know. You're the only other girl from back home. You're the one single person I wanted to tell. The only two girls from back home.
Can you Google
Secret? I don't have data.
Oh, right.
I don't have a Canadian plan.
Is it in Secret? Oh, it's here. Oh, sorry, you're right. You did give it back. I'm sorry. I'm going to see if they have. You're listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell, coming to you every Thursday night since 1987, the year after my sister was born. Could you hold a C major? Yes, please. Place where you can't remember and you can't forget.
She'll lead you down a path. There'll be tenderness in the air. She'll let you come just far enough so you know she's really there. Then she'll look at you and smile, and her eyes will say, she's got a secret garden with everything.
Thank you for that beautiful drone. And then nothing, I wonder if this is on chords. Nothing matters when we're dancing. Chords. And sorry for the listeners at home that I couldn't, the singing and the rhythm of the keyboard part is a little out of time, so I struggled. And you heard me struggle in real time. And I'm not proud of it that I can't sing and play in different rhythms. But with a little bit of practice, maybe I could. And the second song you played mentions Lansing, and then the only other song that probably mentions Lansing in the entire history of pop music is by Magnetic Fields. And this is also...
Dance with me, my old friend, once before we go. Let's pretend this song won't end and we never have to go home. And we'll dance among the chandeliers, and nothing matters when we're dancing in tattered tatters. You're dancing, be we in Paris or in Lansing, nothing matters when we're dancing. You've never been more beautiful, your eyes like two full moons, as here in this poor old dance hall among the dreadful tunes, the awful songs we don't even hear. And nothing matters when we're dancing in tattered tatters, you're entrancing. Be we in Paris or in Lansing, nothing matters when we're dancing. Nothing matters when we're dancing.
Soft snaps for that.
like a face bears a noble expression. It's not the words you love, it's the voice of the author. It's not the story spoken, but the impression furnished. In dusky theaters of old, in auditoriums dark with age, the speeches actors would unfold, the poems fluttering from the stage. Garlands of love, daggers of hate, waistcoats and gloves, bright pieces of fate, fiery hues for burning at stake. Better pay your union dues, they'll write a part for you, sound out the words, shore up the rhyme. Practice your moves, know your marks and your cue times. Plates in the floor rotate you through walls. Who says you can't do it all? Grab a few moments now. Curtains will become your drapes, catching all your good mistakes, choices to discard or keep, but don't play us cheap. Brackets will enclose your name, fix your sights and take your aim. Through the floodlit breach you strive to reach, giving back his own to each. Do, 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 do. Standing under the tower.
night spin, hypnotized by the silver beam that cut right through the dim. It's how Elise imagined him. He was never seen again. Standing under the tower, and now stood dark, surrounded by the quiet of Silver Lake State Park. Elise squinted at the scene she'd remembered from a dream. Left from the birthday party, kitchen light fell asleep on the bedroom floor. Me and her were talking softer, and all the time before I lost her, picture sat on top of the chest of drawers. One red rose in the Bible, pressed between the holy alphabet. Probably wouldn't believe you if you told me what I never knew. I never will forget. Rainy nights get dark real early. Dress was soft, her hair was curly. We danced around the table to the old banjo. Rainy nights are made for lovers. We laid there still beneath the covers. And I never felt like that before. One red rose in the Bible, pressed between the holy alphabet. Probably wouldn't believe you if you told me, but what I never knew, I never will forget. What I never knew, I never will forget. That's a John Prine song. All right. Okay, I'm going to do one more cover song. This is an Iris DeMent song. It's called Easy's Getting Harder Every Day. It talks about Coeur d'Alene, which is a town in northern Idaho. It's very
very pretty, and there's a big lake. Standing barefoot on the cold wood floor, looking out the window of my back door. If it keeps on raining, I think the whole damn house is gonna float away. Alarm is buzzing at the break of dawn. My husband's asking, is the coffee on? And easy's getting harder every day. I drop the baby off at school at night, and I bust the lights to get myself to work on time, where I'll be staring at the clock, just waiting to knock off another day. Supper's done, we'll watch some TV show about a bunch of folks who've never heard of Idaho. We're easy, it's getting harder every day. Had a garden, but my flowers died. There ain't much living here inside. Lately, I don't know what I'm holding on to. Wish I could run away to Coeur d'Alene. Take nothing with me, not even my name. It's easy, it's getting harder every day. Good night. Well, he rolls over and he's out like a light. But I'm not mad about it. We got nothing to talk about anyway. The lights are blinking on the radio towers, and I lie in bed and stare at them for hours and hours. It's easy, it's getting harder every day. Had a garden, but my flowers died. There ain't much living here inside. And lately, I don't know what I'm holding on to. To Coeur d'Alene. There ain't no chance of me forgetting my name. And easy's getting harder every day. It feels like easy just keeps on getting harder every day.
WTRFM. It's Thursday night. The time is 10 to 10-ish. You're tuned into Thunderbird Radio Hell since 1987. Irish Dement? I'm Googling Irish Dement. Chords. I don't even need the chords for this. I'm just going to frickin' sing it. I wonder if the listeners at home can hear the rave outside CITR tonight. Last night of classes, it's time to rejoice, time to celebrate, time to pat yourselves on the back and do some Molly or Special K or whatever you do. Like, just feel your feelings and enjoy one another's company. Oh, God. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Some say once you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say you'll rest in the arms of the Savior in sinful ways you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Some say that they're going to a place called glory, and I ain't saying it ain't a fact. But I heard that I'm on the road to purgatory, and I don't like the sound of that. Well, I believe in love, and I live my life accordingly. But I choose to let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. Think I'll just let the mystery be. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
You can clap. There's another one from that record, track 3. I didn't even remember. When Love Was Young. Googling that. Everything is on ultimate guitar tabs. Every song I've looked up so far.
Everything's happening.
Yeah. Jules, do you want to hold it for me this time?
Yeah.
I'm going to use both hands. Okay. Both hands. We were just talking about Ani DiFranco. And close to my face, my eyes are shit. So it said you've joined in for the Thunderbird Radio Hell Iris Dement Rock Block. This will be the third Iris Dement song performed in a row. First one was Easy's Getting Harder Every Day, performed by Owen Ashworth, a.k.a. Advanced Bass from Oak Park, Illinois, followed by Let the Mystery Be, and now When Love Was Young. She sings very high. I'm going to try to find a right. It's going to be low for me. Look at you. Look at me. My heart breaks as I read our sad story. I'm having flashbacks to when I was doing karaoke. I was singing Stay, bracket, I Miss You, bracket, by Lisa Loeb, Nine Stories, which is also quite high for me, and I sang it low, and my friend Amber was nearby going, sing it in the original key, higher. And I still didn't do it, but I should have. Look at you. Stay, I Missed You by Lisa Loeb.
Look at you. Look at me. My heart breaks as I read our sad story.
No, it's not. I'm reading these wrong. This was bound to happen, everybody.
Never thought that I'd be here with you, wishing I was free. I never dreamed today would come when I was.
It's the wrong lyrics are printed here.
When love was young.
Also, can you imagine being the person she was with when she was. If you heard these songs, like the last one and this. Like, she, they're not mean-spirited, but they're just like, sorry, guy, like, we're through. And it's like, oof.
There was nothing I would not do for the chance to see your face. How could I have known back then that today I'd hesitate? When you hold me in your arms, I don't yearn for that charm. I never dreamed today would come when love was young.
These chords are crazy.
Look at how our curtain fell. Guess it's true, only time can tell about an ending. Kids are grown, we've had our day. Guess it's time now to go away. I never dreamed today would come when love was young. There was nothing I would not do for the chance to see your face. When you hold me in your arms, I don't yearn for that charm. I never dreamed today would come when love was young. I never dreamed today would come.
Oh, well, I don't know if that was the way to end it. I'm going to do one more to,
yeah,
I mean, Owen just suggested that we call it for the night, which I think is a great idea, but I will do one more because I feel like that one felt up and down for me. But the highs were high and the lows weren't that low from my perspective, which is just mine and mine alone. Maybe the listeners at home will feel differently, and that's okay. Do we have Nancy? know, that's okay. Yeah. But anyway, thank you for listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's still on for another hour. We're going to play this one last song, The Royal We, and then we are going to pack up our gear, and then we're going to have a little chit-chat with Ben Lai, your host since 2002, who took over from Nardwar, who held down Thunderbird Radio Hell for probably ages, and then the originator, whose name I can't remember. And yesterday I checked out the Thunderbird Radio Hell archives, and there's a session with Cub from 1992 that Ben played, and I enjoyed it very much. There was this moment where Lisa Marr, who actually nailed the banter in between every song, in my opinion, she was a charmer through and through, and there was this moment where somehow Bare Naked Ladies came up, and in 1992 they must have just been brand new. No one, they were a new, yeah, and then she said something about how Robin and the band hated them, and you could hear Robin be like, I hate the Bare Naked Ladies, and then Valeria, the drummer, was like, I hate them too, and then Lisa Marr was like, she's like, they may hate them, but I love them. She went 1, 2, 3, 4, and they started the next song. Yeah, and it was just a real mom. I do know what I want. I'm going to leave with a song by Dear Nora, a band I play in, and this one's called Sin Alone Restaurant. And I'm going to put on this sound with the chorus. Right on the page, and who cares? Oh, hang on. Yeah. Yeah.
Reminiscing on.
Did I write this all right? Fear perform, or one of your fears is forgetting words, which I have just done with this beautiful song called Human Futures by Dear Nora, which I'm looking up. I have trouble with list songs where it's interchangeable. where the lyrics can go, because they're all kind of... Maybe they're not here. And scene. No, I mean, I think I can do this. I remember odd my rooms. I remember. Oh, yeah, I think it's... Now my optimism is running dry. I remember rivers. I remember streams. And all I do is worry when the memories get blurry. We trade human futures in our portfolios. I remember. God, come on. This is illegal. Sorry, Katie. They're not listening. And California is what I know. I remember rain. I remember wine. So it was something that probably rhymed with wine. I remember. That's a fudge rhyme time. Katie would do a fudge rhyme. Now the barges are all docking, and the codes they keep us shopping, and the data's always watching, while the clock just keeps on running out.
That was Nicholas Krigovich, and also in that set, Advance Bass live on CITR. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back shortly with a chat, an interview with Nicholas Krigovich and Owen from Advance Bass. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information. The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of My Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Ah!
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The 22nd edition of DOXA, Documentary Film Festival, returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of My Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets. And we hope to see you there.
She was born in a suburban place with suburban dinner on her plate. Moved to the desert when she was 10 cause she was allergic to smog. Got into acting and she was good and she acted in all the plays that she could. Met a guy in a band and he said, wanna drive up north to Sedona. Two kids, yeah, things started to get real. This time a construct or just a feeling. She turned 40 on the top of a car and she howled at the moon and she gazed at the stars. She got divorced, it was an epilogue to the Spanish-American War. Returned to acting and she was good and she acted in all the plays that she could. Looking back at her life and she said it flows like the creek in Sedona. 70 and just starting to feel old. It's the shortest, short story ever told. Shadows moving up the path.
All right, that was some Dear Nora with a couple songs. The last one you heard was Sedona and Scrolls of Doom. Before that, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Joining me in the other studio, not in the lounge. You just heard them live on air for an hour, performing fantastically. Joining me right now, we have Nicholas Krigovich and also Owen from Advanced Bass. Thank you for being here. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Pleased to be here.
That was great.
We agree.
Thanks.
And welcome to the last day of classes.
Oh, wow.
Congrats, everyone. Very proud of you.
I'm having flashbacks to my campus life at San Francisco State University.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm unrelated. It's like everything's. I see a lot of acronym for like LDOC, which I don't recall that being a thing when I was. Anyways,
what is it?
Last day of classes.
Oh, right,
so it's so like there's everything that says LDOC, happy LDOC. It's like all right, but I don't. When I was in my life, I don't remember that being a thing. But here we are, last day of classes. That was fantastic. Can we maybe start? I
just want to say I dropped out.
Oh,
I went to SFU for 2.5 years straight out of high school, and I was like, literally F this S.
Yeah.
So
what were you taking?
Eh.
Yeah.
The only thing that stuck with me in a way that feels significant and beautiful is gamelan. I loved. I loved doing the gamelan class, and still think about it and remember the song that we sang, and I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's
a sham.
Yeah.
Get out of here, everyone. Yeah. Good thing it's the LDOC. Never come back.
People are just here for the party anyway, obviously.
And find themselves.
Yeah.
But you can find yourselves anywhere.
I mean, to go off a tangent here, I think, alas, I heard the people these days are learning, which is actually terrible, learning stuff on TikTok. Isn't that what the story is?
Same. Never spent 2 seconds on it.
Yeah.
Actually, I gave a talk here in the creative writing songwriting class last week.
Oh.
Nice. And it was so fun. And I loved engaging with the... Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And I just talked and talked and talked for an hour and a half. And it was invigorating for me and very weird and fun.
Was it a... more of a Q&A, or did you have a...
It was all... I told them... We just were freewheeling.
Yeah.
So if, like, I was like, if you're confused about anything or if something seems interesting that I'm saying and you have questions about it, just, like, let's just wrap.
Do you remember like any specific thing that you remember, like a question that people were?
No. Or I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it was just, you know.
Yeah, nice.
We were just.
So we used to, I mean, I don't know if we still do sometimes the class from the creative class, the music one, would come in and play songs. When Leah Abramson was teaching that class, her class would come here. And then I think when Tariq's doing it, I think he does it in the daytime, like a proper.
The other one was a night class?
It was just being on the show, so it's kind of stuck in Thursday night.
I see.
With Tariq, it's just like they can just do it whenever, he can actually come in during, so the student can actually do it during class time, probably. I think it makes a bit more sense, but it's fun. They all have the right song, so I would either talk to them, or they play live, or they just play cassette, or some of them don't want the song to be played. It's interesting.
Well, that was one question that I asked them right away. I was like, why are you here? And Tariq was like, I don't even think I've asked you that.
A mix, like music, like some want to do movies and video game, which is a big thing.
But it was good. When I was talking, there was this one person, I think his name was Noah, that was just smiling and nodding the whole time. And I was just like, you are such a gift to this scenario, because I'm doing something that's so uncomfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And just to just know, have this like positive, just kind of like knowing nod, no matter at what I was saying. I was just like, you rule. So, and it was kind vibe for sure.
Have either of you gone through something on the other end where someone come and like, you know, from talk to you that you maybe looked up to or something like that?
Taking a songwriting class?
No.
Yeah. I've been curious about, I know a few friends who have taught those online classes.
Yeah.
And I mean, like when Chris Cohen did a class, it's can I shadow this class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything is pretty much self-taught and you just figure out along the way pretty much.
I guess, yeah.
My grandpa Bach was a piano player when I was a kid, and he gave me a lot of advice about chord voicings. Yeah.
Right.
That's
that's good. Yeah. I was going to start off a bit with how did you two meet, and I read that Sugar Refinery in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Which is a super great venue back in the old days, in the 90s, and I think shut down in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Were you booked on the same set or like same show?
I was living in Portland, Oregon, and I was playing, I had a music project called Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone, and I was just doing a little tour through the Pacific Northwest with Little Wings, Kyle Field, and Kyle and I had a show at the Sugar Refinery and Burquitlam Plaza, which was teenage Nicholas Kurgovich. Was our local support. And Nick played a Elizabeth Cotton song on a little Yamaha Portisan keyboard. And I was like, this is the kid for me. I like this guy.
Yeah.
And you hit it off pretty much right away.
Now, like 4,000 years later.
Yeah. Right? And like you basically just kept in touch. Like, I guess that back then would be like an email or something or exchange.
Emails. Yeah. We did a lot of little tours up and down the West Coast together.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, it seems like you've done a lot of collaborations.
Maybe on each
of and like, how many times do you think you've played on, back? How many shows have you played together, you think? A lot.
I'm going to say 47.
That doesn't seem unreal.
Yeah,
that seems
I think
like
that's
it
probably
be.
In the range.
Yeah.
And a couple of different projects, yeah.
Yeah, and you're doing it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Tomorrow, and then Portland.
Portland.
And all the way down to San Francisco.
Arcata, California, which we're excited about. So far, Owen's been manning the pre-sales, and there's been zero.
Zero
so
pre-sales.
Come on out, Arcata. Oh.
Yeah,
I know you're listening.
That's the wild card.
Yeah. I don't know Arcata. Is it close to sort
beautiful.
Of?
It's like coastal Northern California. It's just a funny, funky little, like, foggy town. I've played a couple of real weird ones there over the years, and I've never recognized anyone from show to show when I've been there. It's great. I think it'll be a humbler.
I mean, the night before, we've sold out Portland already, so we'll be flying high from that sold out. Joseph, if you want to come to Portland, good luck. Hit the secondary market.
Yeah.
But I think we've probably played Seattle, Portland, San Francisco together.
Yep.
dozen times or something.
Big time.
Yeah, pretty much just always the West Coast.
Just kind of works over.
Oh yeah.
We've done some New England tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Played in Athens, Ohio together.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere.
What's like the crazy, I mean, classics, what's the craziest place you remember playing? The craziest story?
That house show in Athens, Ohio, the guy who threw the party, it was a house show, and he got so psyched that he punched through his own wall, and then he spent the rest of the evening in his room freaking out about the having lost the security deposit.
Oh,
he basically turned the party over to his friends. Oh. You remember this?
Vaguely.
But it was just like, it wasn't rage. It seemed to be just pure enthusiasm. He punched through the wall. I remember we played a Halloween show in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, I remember that too. Pomegranates.
Yeah, that's right, Pomegranates. And what I remember most vividly is going to White Castle after the show, and it was just full of people in costumes waiting to get hamburgers, and like Wolfman looking at his phone, sort of swaying drunkenly behind like multiple Sarah Palins, because that was the year it was. That was a good tour, yeah. Halloween in Louisville was special.
Yeah, agreed.
And how are you going to do the Seattle and Portland show? It's going to be pretty ticket as it goes sets, or you have a bunch of songs ready, you're thinking?
Nick's usually pretty loose with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to surprise you, but Nick flies by the seat of his pants a little.
Too much.
Yeah. I've got just some new – I'm trying to finish a record, so I've got some new songs that I'm trying to like break in and then –
I think my issue in general is like I don't, or I've somehow over time just like I don't believe in the future. So I'm like, what? I don't know what I'm going to do in the future.
So
like,
just how it hits you at the venue.
Kind of. Which is, I don't know what that is. But like tonight, like I knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I was going to do. And so I just, it's just fun to just do something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And both of you really like doing covers, cover songs.
Big time.
Yeah.
Is that something that you find out later after you, like, in common? Or do you, I guess you love karaoke also, too, both of you.
Yeah, I really love karaoke.
Do you think that goes hand in hand?
I don't know if I'd be on the record as being like, I love it.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it.
Yeah.
For the rehearsal dinner for my wedding, we had a karaoke party. And Nick sang Smooth Operator, brought down the house. So.
Didn't I think I also did My Bonnie Raitt, like I Can't Make You Love Me.
Wow, I don't remember that.
And I remember you did I'm Willing by
Little Feet. Yeah.
Which I know more from the Linda Ronstadt
version. Oh, it's a great version too.
Yeah, what do you love about like performing covers? Is it just to give homage to the music or just you love the song you want to sing, you know?
I think it came from doing karaoke. Yeah, it just... Yeah, it feels so good. I mean, it's very helpful for me writing songs if I get stuck or just to take a song I love singing and a melody I know I love singing and just kind of dissecting like what makes this work for my voice or where it's like what makes me emotional about it and kind of deconstructing covers is how I've written a bunch of songs, honestly.
Yeah. For me, it's like I think over the last – you know, I've been doing this for a minute, so it's like I feel like I have a sensibility, and like I just like the idea of like running a song that's not mine through whatever that mill is, and just like being like, no, that's how that turns out.
Yeah.
So it's more just kind of like,
So yeah, speaking of being the minute, because the Street Refiner show would have been like 20 years ago, probably. So you
2001, I think.
Yeah.
Both been playing for 20 plus years. How has, I mean, now we got Bandcamp. I mean, you went through Bandcamp, MySpace, you know.
Owen remembers his top
Torrents,
five or whatever.
Whatever what's that thing called? LimeWire. Napster. And like CDs and you know, vinyl now. How do you think, like, what do you think music, how is it different now versus back then before? What do you think is the biggest difference? Is there any?
I mean, I don't know. I've had various stages of panic and depression about the way people engage or don't engage with music. But I don't know. Playing shows is the thing that is the most consistent and just that energy doesn't really change. So that's kind of remained my favorite part.
Right.
Is I just love having singing right in front of people. Hmm. Feels the best. But I think I like Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like Lisa Marr when she was like, I love Barenaked Ladies. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm just kind of like, I love it all. I think it's all insane. Yeah. But I'm fine with whatever, kind of.
Yeah. Well, Barenaked Ladies story, slightly related. Outside is the AMS block party, but it came from sort of the Arts County Fair. I know it's different, but it's that was the year-end UBC party rager. And I think Barenaked Lady might have played one of the first Arts County Fair or something like that.
Yeah.
There's like, yeah, they usually have a big, like all the big Canadian bands, like Moist and...
Nice.
And not Nickelback, maybe, who knows? I don't even know.
Yeah. Moist definitely.
Yeah, 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 like stuff like that. 54.
I don't think Moist made it.
Yeah, none of these. Yeah, none of these.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of if any of, yeah, who else? Yeah, there's like a big list, but like, yeah, a lot of Canadian bands never... That seemed to be the...
BNL did, though.
Yeah.
You know one week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Barenaked Ladies.
Which is interesting. That's the band that made it.
May as well.
Yeah.
I like them. I honestly do.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
nope.
them.
Yeah. You like playing live shows. So what, during the lockdown, the quarantine, that must be tricky.
This is depressing. I miss karaoke a lot, too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was just not really knowing if I'll do a show again. So,
did you end up writing new songs at all? Or was it just no? That
not so much. No, because I was just like, I don't know. What is this for?
What's the point? Right.
If I write a song, who's ever going to hear it?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt. But coming back, I feel I feel like I have a different kind of gratitude. And it was, humbling.
Yeah.
And I realized... my standards are so low. I'll do anything to play a show for the most part. It's become a very important part of my emotional life, and I don't know what I would replace it with. I started buying a lot of candles. I spent probably like high three figures on candles over pandemic.
Nice.
Yeah.
And just tried to find some new way to like relax and meditate and feel good. I like playing shows more than. That's my favorite thing to do.
It's great. There's the circle, the energetic exchange. You're doing a thing.
Yeah.
People are like, and it just goes back. And
yeah.
It can be everything.
Yeah. And when did you play your first show on this since, I'm not going to say after COVID. This is still kind of out there. But,
okay. First show after stopping for a long time?
Yeah.
Played a very rough show in Indianapolis where it was with this band Wednesday, who are buddies of mine from Asheville, North Carolina. We showed up at the venue and it was locked, and someone drove up honking and leaned out his window. He's like, hey, we had a show last night and there's COVID. We found out that people the show had COVID, so none of the staff can work. So here are the keys. If you want to run the show, you're welcome to, but... Yeah, we're all quarantining. So,
Did you say you did it?
Well, yeah, they found someone in town who could run sound. And we just ran the door ourselves, and it was like so bleak, just like hellscape show. The whole time I was playing, I was like, "What was the last time I made a resume? I got to do something. I got to figure out another path." Okay. So it was very bleak, and then we played the next night in Chicago, and that was wonderful. It was like about as 180 degrees turnaround. As it could be from the first. So I played those two shows and felt like extremely confused. It was just like a real roller coaster. But yeah, it was kind of normal after that. It was better. But that if it wasn't for that second show, if I had just played the Indianapolis show, that might have been
it. Right, that would be, yeah. That's interesting. That's almost like some of these DIY venues here where you kind of just booked a room and then you have to figure out the rest. I guess here are the keys. This is how you unlocked it.
Yeah. For me, everything... When you started to do a thing that you thought would be completely cuckoo, when I would do it, I'd be like, this is normal. So, like, buffet at the wedding, planes next to the next person. Like, I was just kind of, everything that I thought would be so wild and weird. Maybe it's my personality. Yeah. I just, like, adjusted in the, like, muscle memory of those experiences. I just kind of, like, relaxed into them all and just, like, lived.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little weird, but, like, not in a way that, and same goes for playing a show. It's like, oh, I'm playing a show. Mm-hmm. But I do remember in the middle of the pandemic, my friend Veda did a show that was mainly live streamed, and there was maybe 18 people out in the culture or something with masks and like all completely spread out. And her show started with like her playing this Bach piece, and I was like, I'm in a theater listening to this grand piano when my friend's playing this frickin' Bach piece, and it's the first time I've been in a room with someone else playing music, and it felt so powerful and like special. Because in any other time it would have been special, but not just like, oh my God, this is crazy. I've missed this. So that was wild.
Yeah. No. And now we're pretty much mostly
we're jamming.
Back. Yeah, we're jamming, playing shows. Yeah. Playing shows. There's a big party outside with a lot of bass and EDM, I guess, with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's the touring for a little bit, and what is your next ventures? I know, Nick, you had a new album that just came out a month ago called Ducks.
Yeah, Owen put it out on his label Arindel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I made that in 2019, so it's like, and I sat on it.
It's good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
It's I guess the theme is just a little kind of like slice of life kind of thing a little bit. It seems to just be.
Yeah, I guess like.
Is there one?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I set to writing a song these days, I've just somehow committed to just sharing what I know and what I don't know in whatever way. And it's usually just me just like making these little shrines to my boring ass life and sharing them and thinking that's fine or it feels fine. So.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah. And it feels kind of infinite. Yeah, I'm always living. Sure. I'm always like noticing this or that or feeling this or that. And ends up in a song, cool. Like, yeah. I don't know. But Ducks definitely is. I think it was like trying to take. I was trying to just. If I was trying to do anything, it was to like shrink things. See how shrunk I can make things. How kitchen table domestic I can make things. And so.
And you think you went pretty shrunken?
Back then? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all just. Mulch.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And Owen, so you're working on some songs and it
yeah, so I'm trying to finish a record next few months and doing more touring after I'm touring around the South by myself after this, which will be weird deep dive into a bunch of places I haven't played
in a while.
A long time if not ever. But I love playing these shows. So.
Yeah. So do you work on your songs? Like, do you put songs that you like more live on your record? Or
there's some I'm still kind of breaking in and just trying to see what feels good in front of audience, which gets a reaction. And it's an important part of writing. I mean, I'm kind of just practicing the songs too, just playing in front of people. So I never really feel like a song is done until I've played it in front of people. And I felt like I feel that they're connecting with it the way I'd imagine, or audiences will surprise you and the song will go in a different direction. But I feel like I really need an audience, which is a hard thing about writing music during COVID, as I really feel like until an audience has heard the song and clap for it, it doesn't feel done to me.
Right.
So I just need someone to clap is I think the bottom line. Yeah.
Have you thought about, did you do any live? Because I know that some people did some live, live Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I set up all kinds of cameras in my basement and did little concerts and things.
Yeah, those
are
fun.
It was
fun or is it weird?
I don't have to run tech on my own shows anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but those are fun. I mean, it was a nice kind of substitute, proxy given the circumstances. But I would way rather play shows. Although playing like home concerts and broadcasting them on YouTube, I heard from people who are like, "I'm disabled, or I have 20 children, or I live in
Buenos Aires,
U.S. Right. Virgin Islands, or whatever." Like, I never would have been able to see you. Please keep doing these.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm planning on just at least once a year doing a concert.
That's awesome.
It's just, I don't know, it's kind of nice to have a document. Now I have, like, every year I have a concert just to kind of see how it kind of evolved. But also, yeah, there are people who wouldn't get to come see it live.
And do you find it easier for people to maybe reach out? Like, they can leave a comment, whereas, you know, they might be too shy or whatever to talk to you. Or, yeah, can make it out to the show to talk to you.
Yeah, no, it was really encouraging to get just feedback. And just to play for on the internet, and, you know, people are watching it from all over the world, so you get such kind of diverse reaction. Mm-hmm. It's cool, yeah. But it does not feel nearly as good as actually playing in front of people. But
Yeah.
It felt fun for me. Like, I did one. The first one I did was with Shabison and Kurgovich and Harris, and that was like a Toronto Wavelength thing, and with like Beverly Gunn Copeland and Witch Prophet. It was like a threefer, and we really went out
full video production.
Yeah, we went all out. Like, the aesthetics of it were really, like, I thought about it a lot, and we hired our friend Derek to like put it together, and like, as a little souvenir of that time, I'm like very psyched on that. And then the other thing I did was with Veda at the Kulch again, and that also was like, there was like a lighting team, and we like, I was very, we were very purposeful about the presentation. And as someone that's like, I know in some ways I'm a little like whatever, but in some ways I think it's really fun to like really curate and like think about aesthetics. And it was an opportunity to do that more than when you're just on tour and like hopping up in random spaces to like kind of like create an atmosphere in a world and present things in a certain way was like really fun. And then when other people, like when Erica Badu did her like three, like pay $1 live streams, like those were a huge event for me. Like, I could not wait for that to happen. So, and it, yeah, it didn't feel like going to a show, but it felt like something just as kind of fun.
Yeah, I think once a year is a good, it's a good thing. Like, I think it will be, it's an event, and then, and then I think, for people that can't go, or you know, there's going to be towns that I guess you're not ever going to, you're not going to play in Greenland, I guess. Maybe, who knows?
I haven't made it to Moose Jaw yet.
But I don't think I'm with, like, I don't think I need anyone to clap for me.
And but they got the virtual, but the in the Instagram they got the virtual hearts. You just see the I don't know how that works.
Whatever. I don't know what it means, because when as you said that, I'm like, I don't. It doesn't seem like an alien idea. It feels like a very normal idea. Yeah. But for me, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what I expect.
So
from
playing on radio would be a bit weird then, I guess. Because you're kinda,
I mean, we were clapping for
each other. Yeah.
If not, it'll be it'll be slightly. That part is a bit interesting. I do know that bands are coming and, you know, the after song is, oh, yeah, this is different. You just, like, you don't really play it.
But I even notice when you see performers when they're on stage and, like, often between songs, they, like, drink some water or, like, just do these kind of, like, automatic things that you can tell are just to smooth over a little bit of uncomfortability of that moment in between things. And, it's a weird, funny thing.
Yeah, perfect. Well, you're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I'm in the studio with Nicholas Krikovich and Owen from Advanced Bass. If you are just tuning in right now, you can listen to the show again sometime in the future, probably tomorrow morning on the CITR website at citr.ca. Just do a search for Thunderbird Radio Hell, and or actually if you're just on the front of the page, you'll probably show up because it lists the latest website. So, and you can listen to the fantastic hour-long live performance. And if you're listening from Seattle, they're playing tomorrow night at the Vera Project.
Yeah.
Lori Goldston.
Lori Goldston.
Yes. And
former member of Nirvana.
Yes. Yeah. And I saw Lori at the new Toast.
Great.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. And show in Portland sold out, so sorry. And then at Arcata.
A lot of tickets.
Arcata, California. Yeah. A place called Out of Space. Have you played that before?
No.
I'm curious about that.
Arcata is beautiful, though. I'm very excited about being there.
Excellent. And then April the 17th in San Francisco at Bottom of the Hill.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. I am going to... anything else you want to add? Anything else?
I have to pee so bad.
Okay, I'll let you go. And you probably should get some rest for the show tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Coming in.
This is fun. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And thanks to Jayana for being the sound tech tonight.
Yep.
And yeah, happy last day of, I mean, LDLC.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna say. Proud of you, students.
Yes. This has been Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Stay tuned for Copy and Paste. That's coming up in like 10 minutes' time. Don't go anywhere. Thanks.